I'm still married, Vivian said. A separation is not a divorce. I can't go anywhere until all of this is over with. That's not what's keeping you here. Even after the divorce, you'll still feel committed, I said. And you, Grant? I'm tired of feeling committed. Then why haven't you gone? Because of you. That's not true, Grant, and you know it, she said. We met only 3 years ago. I was still married, pregnant with my second child. You told me then how much you always wanted to get away, and you did once. You remember that? You went to California to visit your mother and father, but you wouldn't stay. You couldn't stay. You had to come back. Why did you come back, Grant? Why? I want to go now, and I want you to go with me. I'm still married, Grant. After the divorce? She nodded. After the divorce, I'll do whatever you want me to do, as long as you're responsible for what you do. In other words, if I fail, I would have to blame myself the rest of my life for trying, is that it? I'll leave all that up to you, Grant, if you still want me after the divorce. I'll always want you, I said, and touched her hand. And if you don't know that by now, I don't know what you do know about me. A couple from one of the other tables had gotten up and chosen a record on the jukebox. It was blues, the tempo slow, and the two people danced close together. I needed Vivian closer to me than she was now, and I asked her if she wanted to dance. We left the table, and I took her in my arms, and I could feel her breasts through the sweater, and I could feel her thighs through that plaid skirt, and now I felt very good. We danced for a while. I didn't want to say it, but I had to say it. They gave him death, I said. She and I had talked about it on the weekend, and I did not want to talk about it now, or even think about it now, but it was the only thing that stayed on my mind. I could feel her body go tense against me. We danced a while. They want me to visit him. That would be nice, Grant. They want me to make him a man before he dies. She stopped dancing, and she stood back to look at me. Her face was twisted into a painful, questioning frown. The public defender trying to get him off called him a dumb animal, I told her. He said it would be like tying a hog down into that chair and executing him, an animal that didn't know what any of it was all about. The jury, 12 white men, good and true, still sentenced him to death. Now his godmother wants me to visit him and make him know, prove to these white men, that he's not a hog, that he's a man. I'm supposed to make him a man. Who am I? God? The record ended and we went back to our table. I still don't know if the sheriff will even let me visit him. And suppose he did. What then? What do I say to him? Do I know what a man is? Do I know how a man is supposed to die? I'm still trying to find out how a man should live. Am I supposed to tell someone how to die who has never lived? Vivian lowered her head. Suppose I was allowed to visit him, and suppose I reached him and made him realize that he was as much a man as any other man, then what? He's still going to die. The next day, the next week, the next month? So what will I have accomplished? What will I have done? Why not let the hog die without knowing anything? Vivian raised her head to look at me, and she was crying. I took one of her hands in both of mine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you. I don't want to do this to you. I just didn't know where else to turn. I want you to come to me, Grant, she said. I want you to always come to me. Shirley walked over to the table to pick up our empty glasses. Y'all want anything mo? She asked. Another round, I told her. She left. I want you to go up there, Vivian said. They make those decisions, sweetheart, I don't. If they say yes, I want you to go for me. For you? For us, Grant. I looked at her, and she looked back at me. She had meant what she said. I don't know if I can take it. I really don't. I know you can. I'll need you every moment. I'll be here. Shirley came back with the drinks and set them on clean, dry paper napkins. She looked at me again that same way to let me know she didn't like my remark at the bar earlier. "Shirley is still mad," Vivian said after she had gone. "I'll leave her a good tip," I said. Vivian raised her glass to me and smiled. "You have the most beautiful smile," I said. She smiled again. "What are you doing this weekend?" I asked her. "Homework and housework, what else?" "Would you like to go to Baton Rouge one night? Friday or Saturday? I'll pay Dora."
"Friday sounds good," she said.
We had friends in Baton Rouge who knew about her pending divorce and knew about my aunt, and they let us stay a while at their place while they went out to a bar. Sometimes we would join them at the bar later. Other times we would just leave the key in an envelope with a thank you note. But we were both getting very tired of that. We touched glasses and finished our drinks. Then we left.